You're listening to WPKN 89.5 Bridgeport and WPKM 88.7 Montauk. This is the Song Trails Radio Hour. So here we are, Caroline. We made it
here
to
our
second episode.
How exciting. And actually, speaking of exciting, we're going to have a special guest today in the studio. Did you know that, Mick?
Yes, she should be here shortly.
We're going to have Maura Kennedy of the Kennedys, who has a solo record coming out. And Maura's going to play us a preview track of that. I think it's coming out in the fall. So we'll chat a little with Maura, and that'll be fun. So let's get to some music here.
Let's do it. What do you got queued up first? Well, why don't you surprise us?
Okay, I'll surprise you.
Hit me.
So soon, oh, It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. That keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Here's a photograph of you, Woody Herman's band. It was 1952. You were such a handsome man. And one of you at a memorial with all of Hoagie's clan. And then you and my mother walking hand in hand. And she was beautiful. And you played the piano, and you were beautiful upon the keys. The world was beautiful when the two of you were dancing. Beautiful to me. You took a photograph of us, your lady's liberty. My hair was in the breeze. Then I played Carnegie. Grandmother read the sonnet of Emma Lazarus. She's only halfway in this picture you took of all of us. And she was beautiful, and you played the piano. Two of you were dancing, beautiful to me. You were a father to this Lord.
Again, you're listening to WPKN in Bridgeport 89.5 and WPKM in Montauk 88.7. And I am here on Song Trails with my co-host Mick Hargraves.
Hello.
Hi, Mick. And we just heard a whole bunch of music. What did we hear? We heard Beautiful from Nancy Griffith's record called Hearts in Mine. And that's a great song about looking at a photograph and remembering the story that the photograph tells. And she can write a song, that Nancy. That was great. And then, of course, the great John Hartford from a collection of his songs from 1967 through 1970. And that was Gentle on My Mind. And I read something somewhere, Mick, that John Hartford said that song bought him his freedom. You know, you write one of those and you're done. So that's a great song. And I think everyone can relate to that song, Gentle on My Mind, because he kind of sets it rolling through wheat fields and train yards and things that everybody can relate to. And then previous to that, we heard from our old buddy, Barbara Lamb, and her song, Frying Pan. And that's a advanced copy of her new record, Twisty Girl, which is just out. And she's using all kinds of tape looping things and neat fiddle sounds and percussion sounds. And then starting off, we heard Joan Osborne singing St. Teresa from her 1995 release, Relish. That was a big record for her. That had her big hit called One of Us. And we have a special guest with us today at PKN in the studio, Maura Kennedy. Hi, Maura.
Hi, Caroline. Hi, Mick.
Hello.
Thanks for having me here.
It's great to see you, and you're no stranger to PKN.
I know. I feel like I ought to have a cot in the back, you know, because I've been here so many times. It's such a great station.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you could stop by. You're sort of promoting a solo project, aren't you?
Who would have thunk it? I mean, I'm sort of bewildered by the whole thing.
Right.
Because I never imagined I would ever make a solo album. I never imagined I would ever perform solo. In fact, the thought of it would send me into sweats, you know. But it happened so organically. It kind of snuck up on me in a good way. And so I started out with one song, and here I have a whole album. It's just about to come out.
And so. Didn't you continue to kind of record it that way, one song at a time?
Yeah.
When you were done with that song, you didn't do the next song until the previous one was done, and you just kind of like that.
Yeah, it was. I started writing songs by myself only because, Pete and I had been on the road, and I got a call that my sister was sick, and I rushed home, and so Pete sort of continued the tour by himself, and I was for the first time in really years by myself, and writing songs by myself, and just taking care of the domestic thing with my sister and her family. And then, you know, they would all go to bed at night. Oh, by the way, my sister is fully recovered, which is great news.
Yeah.
But I would, after the whole family would go to bed, I'd be up at 10 o'clock, which is like the day's just beginning for me, you know. And that's when I would write. And then I started recording these songs on a little portable machine. And the first song I wrote, I recorded it right away. And I thought, I'm just going to put it up online and see if anybody likes it. And I was amazed at the response.
Wow.
And so I decided to just keep doing this. I wasn't ever imagining, even by song number 6 or 7, that it would ever be a physical album. I just thought that that was an old paradigm, and I would do these songs one at a time and just write them, record them, pop them up online. In fact, the thing that's so great is you can, as soon as you're done recording it, you can send it up online immediately. It's like instant gratification.
Yeah. Or instant karma.
Or instant karma.
Which is how that one was done. And now everyone does it that way.
Yeah. And so it was really fun for me. And it kind of kept me going through this difficult period. And eventually there were some of my more Luddite type fans who would say, oh, well, I can't download music. I don't know how to do that. And I'm just going to wait for the CD. And at first I protested, you know, I'm not going to make a CD. I'm not certainly not going to make a solo CD. But I heard it enough times, and I started to think, well, maybe I can actually do this. So, yeah.
So what was your writing process like? How did you kind of manage to get it all done?
again, it was all organic. You know, I was sort of in between things. Sometimes I'd be walking my sister's dog, you know, and I'd get an idea. I took to carrying a little portable 4-track recorder with me. It's battery powered. It's about the size of an old calculator. Hmm. And it's got a built-in microphone. So if I'd get an idea. In fact, Caroline, one of the songs I wrote on the beach near your house. Oh. You don't even probably don't even know this, but last summer I was writing a song down on the beach, and I had my little recorder, and you know, there were people surfing in front of me, and I'm singing a part into the, you
that's
know,
so great.
Yeah, you can't hear the waves, though. That was just the scratch track. I went back and re-recorded it without the seagull sounds.
Well, let's listen to something now. What do you have for us today?
This is the last song I recorded for the record, and I wanted a song that really sounded organic. I some of the songs have percussion loops and stuff on them, but I wanted to use real percussion. So I put a piece of board down on the floor with a microphone on the board, and I put some, you know, my hard-soled shoes on, mm-hmm. and I did a little stomping kind of pattern.
Well, blues man style.
Yeah, and then I had a little hand clap in there, and then I put another track of, it sounds like a regular shaker, but I went to the grocery store down the street. They have these ice cream sprinkles, multicolored, and they're in a clown-shaped plastic bottle, and it just has a really good sound. So I use that stuff as the percussion, so it's all live percussion.
Did you patent that idea?
No, I mean, you know, let the clown be for all the people.
Oh, okay.
But the good thing is after you get the part, you can then eat the instrument.
Yeah, and it's got the sprinkles on top. It's nice. But the title is called The Thing with Feathers. I got the title from an Emily Dickinson poem. The line is, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul." Oh. And that line's been floating around my head for years. I always loved it. And I think the reason is because it's a very dark kind of gothic image, but it's about a very light concept, hope. And I like that complexity.
Oh, good. Well, let's take a listen to Maura Kennedy's new solo record.
I feel the thing with feathers beating in its soul cage. I love to set it free to see how far it flies, but I hold it tightly till it crumbles in its old age. The cage is empty when the hope inside you dies. I feel the thing of feathers beating in its soul. Thank you.
fading with soul cage. I like to set it free to see how far it flies. But hold it tightly till it cries in its old age. The cage is empty, but the hope inside you dies, dies, dies.
And that was Maura Kennedy's song, Thing with Feathers, from her upcoming release, solo release, Parade of Echoes. And we have Maura here. And I think you and I have some similar influences. I think Nancy Griffith has been a big sort of influence and mentor to both of us. But I don't know if folks out there know that you were in her band for a while.
I was. I got to be in the Blue Moon Orchestra.
Wow.
With my husband Pete, and we toured all over the British Isles, went up to Norway and Sweden, and it was awesome. It was a great time.
Wow. And your voice reminds me a little bit of Maddie Pryor from Steel Eye Span.
Are you kidding me? That is like such a high compliment.
She was amazing. Did you listen to her?
One of my...
Because I did.
Yeah. The first band I was in, was I played bass in a kind of a Ramones cover band. I was young. And that was easy for me. It was like three notes in every song. But then the very next band I was in was a British folk rock. It was basically a Fairport Convention / Steel Eye Span cover band.
Wow.
And I idolized Sandy Denny and Maddie Pryor. Aww. Yeah. So that's a very high compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome. And who would you say a couple other influences have been?
We also, in that band, did Kate Bush songs. And I've forever been a Kate Bush fan. I love her.
Which that track definitely reminds me.
Yeah.
It's haunting.
I really like the cinematic quality of what she does. Mm-hmm. And I tried to capture that. A new artist that I really love who really reminds me of Kate Bush is this band called Bat for Lashes. If you, this woman is amazing. In fact, I'm going to see her in a couple of weeks. She's coming to New York. And she's got a real Kate Bush thing going on.
Wow.
So I love that. I love all kinds of music. Yeah, I think because the Kennedys, which is my band with my husband, we sort of travel in the folk circuit.
Mm-hmm.
People think that maybe I'm mostly a folkie, but I listen to all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. You might hear in that last track the kind of lush harmonies, and I was actually trying to channel Queen when I put those together. I'm a big Queen fan. I still have my Queen fan club card.
Wow.
From the 80s. Yeah, so
yeah, you and Pete have so many projects going on.
Yeah,
you even have like a kids act that you do, don't you?
We put a kids act together for one of the festivals that we do, and we don't really promote that. We don't do that a lot, but every now and then someone wants a kids band, and you know, we can do it. I found that kids don't really need to be sung kids' music.
Right.
If you play Chuck Berry and the Beatles, they're happy.
Wow.
And they'll move around and dance and whatever. So you can call it a kids' act, but it's really just rock and roll.
And Maura, when is this record? When can people get this record?
Parade of Echoes, I've been working on it now for about a year, and everything is done, the mixing, the mastering. I'm just waiting for the artwork to be finalized, and it looks like it's probably going to come out early fall. But as we talked earlier about, I've been putting these songs up one by one on my Reverb Nation page. So if you want to hear these songs in their earliest incarnations, in the early mixes and stuff, you can go to reverbnation.com/Maura, that's M-A-U-R-A, Kennedy. And you can listen to the songs. If you like them, you can download them for, I think, 99 cents each. So you can get ahead of the you know, plastic rush.
Oh, yeah.
to buy the actual album if you want.
All right. Well, thanks, Maura.
Thank you
for
having
us. We're going to play People a Kennedy's cut now. And I'm so happy you were here.
I'm
with
so
us.
Happy to be back here on WPKN, and I love your show.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Thank
Speaking
you.
Of our show, we should let our folks know that they are listening to the Song Trails Radio Hour on WPKN 89.5 Bridgeport, WPKM 88.7 Montauk, on the internet at WPKN.org, and on iTunes Radio. Just search for WPKN.
It was 2 o'clock in the morning. We've been praying in the church since 5. When the governor stood in the doorway, said 12 men found alive. I ain't kidding.
the lies beneath that hell. But I pray for them like brothers, and I bow to the Father's will. Has any news come down the line? Any word come down from the Segal mine? Early, just for sunrise, the sky was turning red. When the governor walked through the doorway, said one man alive, 12 dead. I can't hear none of them, the lies beneath that hill. But 12 of them was meant to die. Tell me, is that God's will? Has any news come down the line? Come down from the signal mine. The next one we was cursing. It's bad enough men lost their lives, but false hope made it worse. I can't hear none of them, the lies beneath that hill. But the 12 of them was marked to die. Tell me, is that God's will? Has any news come down the line? Any word come down? From the Segal mine, from the Segal mine, from the Segal mine, from the Segal mine.
the world and cross the land, cries the uncommon champion of the common man. If you find me in a gloom, or catch me in a dream, inside my no in between, a whispering pines, rising of the tide. If only one star shines, it's just enough to get inside.
has taken all her blankets from your floor.
Listening to the Song Trails Radio Hour on WPKN 89.5 Bridgeport and WPKM 88.7 with your co-hosts, me, Mick Hargraves, and you, Caroline Doctorow. We just heard another Joan Baez song, which we just love her.
Yeah, that was from this nice little sort of coffee house compilation disc. What is the title of this? From the Coffee House with a lot of 60s folk artists, Leonard Cohen and Judy Collins, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Richie Havens, and Joan Baez. And that is one great song, written by Bob Dylan, of course. And I think before that, we heard Jacob Dylan, and he was doing Whispering Pines, written by Robbie Robertson from, what is that called? Endless Highway, the music of the band. And before that, we heard from your old buddies.
Yeah, I was kind of a ninth inning relief pitcher in the Hang Dogs, infamous alt country rockers from New York, and that was kind of an interesting concept that they did. It was an imaginary political campaign song for Henry Wallace, who ran for president in 1948.
Wow.
Of course, it was done in 2003, so kind of a throwback, nostalgic kind of thing. And then at the top of the set was Maura Kennedy, one half of the Kennedys, along with her husband.
Well, actually,
Pete.
We heard both the Kennedys. Okay. They were doing Say Go Mine, and we thought we'd play that because Maura Kennedy was our guest a few minutes ago. She has a new solo up, but this is from their record, Better Dreams, which I think is their most current record. And that was great. I love hearing that electric sitar from Pete Kennedy. He gets such great sounds in the studio. And
of course, before that, we had our guest, Maura Kennedy, and we hope to be doing a lot more of that in the future, getting some local folks on the air with us here on the Song Trails Radio Hour. And speaking of local folks, we have something queued up from Libby Johnson. This is an advanced track.
Oh,
this is a record that is not out yet.
What's the name of the record?
The record is going to be called Perfect View. This track is called Be Your Revelator, and actually has Garland Jeffries on guest background vocals.
Going down in measure, buried stolen treasure. She's a complicator. Slumber.
forgotten with dreams that just fell by the way. Ah, the good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains of the bad times or bad things he's done, Lord. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving a good time and man. Bright lights, nightlife, and good time and friends. When the party's all over, she'll welcome it back home again. Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. To be a good-hearted woman to a no-good, good-timing man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. And she loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. Good-hearted woman, loving a good-timing man. She's a good-hearted woman, loving a good-timing man.
Thank you.
That is Michael Chapdelaine.
Yeah. Wow. From his record, I guess it's called Replay. That is so cool. That's just one guy playing a guitar and doing all the sound effects. And it sounds a lot like the original Beatles song, which had, I don't know how many people, would you say, Mick, come together had on the original.
Well, you got to figure, there's the four of those guys on that record. They weren't all in the studio together at the same time.
Right.
And then you throw in the fifth Beatle, Billy Preston, and by that time they had a lot of tracks to work with. So they were layering.
Wow.
And this guy obviously is not layering.
Yeah, I met him, Michael Chapdelaine, at a festival in down south, and everybody was pretty amazed by him, and he did a little teaching while he was there, and I believe he lives in Santa Fe. That was great. And then prior to that, what did we hear?
We heard one of my favorite dudes of all time, Guy Clark, doing Good Hearted Woman, written by Merle Haggard. I'm sorry, Waylon Jennings.
Right.
Off the Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean tribute to Waylon Jennings that came out back in 03 on Dual Tone Records.
Right, and Guy Clark had that great record called Workbench Songs, which is just a great phrase, you know, kind of alluding to songcraft and how
exactly.
You kind of have to work at it and tool away and that kind of stuff. He's a great songwriter.
Before that, at the top of that set was New Yorker Libby Johnson, a song called Be Your Revelator off her new record that isn't quite out yet. It'll be called Perfect View, and that actually had Garland Jeffries.
Oh, that was great. I love that.
Background vocals.
I always think of Libby as a Pennsylvania-based artist, but I guess I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's half of her thing. She kind of bilocates between New York and Pennsylvania, and she does a lot of recording and songwriting out in Pennsylvania. You've been listening to the Song Trails Radio Hour on WPKN 89.5 Bridgeport and WPKM 88.7 Montauk, also at WPKN.org and on iTunes. Search for WPKN. That's about all the time we have.
And we're here the first Saturday of every month at 7 p.m., and I'm so happy that you joined us.
Thank you so much for listening, folks. We'll see you next month on the radio.